piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. We want to talk about corn. Can you imagine? Corn is practically the dominant crop in America, but we don't really talk about it in terms of its fresh food use as much as how it gets into everything else.
I know, but we don't want to talk about ethanol.
And we don't want to talk about that.
We want to talk about eating really good, sweet, almost just picked corn, and how many ways there are to enjoy corn. I mean, you put it in a pot of boiling water. In a minute or less, it's ready to turn off the water. Slather it with butter or jalapeno butter or some kind of a flavored butter, and it's always wonderful that way. But I really do like putting corn into cornbread. I make a cornbread, John. I've made it for a long time, which has cornmeal and corn.
Uh-huh.
The kernels of corn.
Yes,
it has no flour.
Yes.
But the cornmeal acts as the flour. And it's got yogurt, eggs, jalapeno, and some onion. And it bakes up so nice and moist. I had the recipe in my food processor cookbook that I published years and years ago.
That.
And I make it all the time during corn season.
Yeah, and I used to make quite a bit. In fact, thinking about it now, I've got to make this.
You got to make that?
I got to make this tamale pie that I like.
Oh, tell me about that.
Basically, you make some kind of a chili. You get a pound of meat or something. It could be ground beef or sausage. It doesn't have to be ground. It's just chopped up. Anyway, you get about a pound of it, and then you saute it with some onion and some garlic and chopped peppers and stuff like that with some stock, about a cup of stock or so. You've got a chili, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in about a 2-quart casserole.
Mm-hmm.
And then mix up basically a cornbread batter, which you can make with a couple of cups of cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the flour. I don't even use
the flour. Okay, so you don't use the flour either.
I don't use the flour. If you're going to use a little flour, maybe you want the effect of that one way or another. Just use a tablespoon or something.
But you don't really need it for the bread part.
And a little baking powder.
Mm-hmm. Buttermilk?
You could use buttermilk. You could use any kind of milk, soy milk, whatever you want. And the key thing here is you want to put about a cup of freshly cleaned off corn kernels.
Mm-hmm.
I would let them drain a little bit first and then just put them in there. And then what happens is you heat up this casserole on your range for a minute or two until it gets nice and warm. Then you pour this batter into it. It disappears. And you think, uh-oh, not to worry. You stick it in the oven, which you've already preheated, and it miraculously rises and forms a crust.
Wow, fabulous.
It's super. It's very, very, very tasty. And what's the key? It's those corn kernels.
We eat them typically off the cob, but it's so easy to cut them off.
Yes.
I will stand my ear with the pointy end facing me in a bowl.
Yeah.
And then I'd have this very sharp knife, and I'd make straight cuts from the tip down to the base. And then I turn the cob. I think maybe in a minute or so, all the kernels are off. A good ear of corn will probably give you about a half cup of kernels. Those are so good, you can eat them just right by themselves.
Yeah,
or you can put them in a chowder.
Yeah, yeah. You can put them in a chowder.
You can put them in the cornbreads that we've just talked about.
Yes.
You can put them into hush puppies if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
That's a cornmeal-based recipe, but you can put the fresh corn kernels in there.
Yep.
As you know, I've been working on my souffle book.
That's right.
And I thought, what about a corn souffle?
Corn souffle.
It turned out to be terrific. And it was the fresh corn kernels that I cut off the cob, and I heated some butter up, and I added the corn kernels and some garlic and some onion to a skillet and heated that up. And then I had some chopped up red bell pepper for color and another level of sweetness. Added that to my bechamel sauce base for the souffle with the egg yolks, and then whipped up the whites and folded them in, baked them in one big dish. It puffed up so nicely. And then you have that custardy souffle. But within it, you have these firm corn kernels.
Oh, yes.
So that you had this great texture contrast, but the taste was absolutely sensational.
I wish I was there.
And there was cheese in there, too.
Oh, a little cheese besides.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
You didn't think to call John Zan.
John. Oh, John.
I suppose you had guessed. You were doing this for your
the
souffle book.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes.
I may make it again and invite you over,
John. Oh, good, good.
Okay.
Yes. There's other things you can do with it. I mean, you can make creamed corn.
Oh, creamed corn, like too. That, yes. You
know. Put it in all kinds of soups.
Yes, and all kinds of soups. And salads. Yes.
Yes. So we've forgotten about salads. And there's all kinds of applications of it. People, they get an ear of corn and they say, oh, I'm going to make corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Well, the corn on the cob is wonderful, but branch out. There's
be
more
adventurous.
To be done.
Take chances.
Yes. And come back next week for
the food guys. Dum da 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 da